All right, folks, welcome to chapter 6 of History of Change podcast. And in chapter 6, we're going to be covering the broad topic or period of history known as the Renaissance. So the learning outcome of this topic or chapter asks us to focus and appreciate change in the fields of arts and science during the period of history we know as the Renaissance. And as a result of that, this episode of the podcast is going to focus on the changes in terms of artwork that occurred during the Renaissance. So before getting into change in artwork during the Renaissance, we have to understand what artwork looked like in history before this period of time. So what we're going to focus in on is medieval paintings. So during the Middle Ages, the creation of artwork often served as an expression of religious devotion. Artists during this period wanted to convey spiritual messages using a variety of very primitive or basic techniques and art forms. So when we focus in on medieval paintings, there's five different areas we can focus on. Number one, most medieval paintings focused around religious expression. Medieval art was deeply religious, and as I've mentioned previously, it wanted to convey spiritual messages, often from the Bible. The second theme of medieval art was that it usually centered around biblical themes. Paintings often depicted scenes from the Bible, saints, and religious figures that looked to inspire faith in people. Third area of focus when we look at medieval artwork is the painting surfaces that they used. So it was quite often for medieval artists to paint on wooden panels, which were portable artworks that could be displayed in churches, monasteries, and homes. And also in medieval artwork, artists often painted what was known as frescoes. And this is paintings that where paint is applied to wet plaster, usually on church walls or ceilings. And it was usually a technique used to narrate biblical stories in churches and monasteries for people. Now, fourthly, we have to understand the use of colour in medieval artwork. I suppose there wasn't really traditional paint as we would know it today. It hadn't been invented just yet. So artists often used coloured pigments from minerals, plants, and even insects that they would find in nature. They mixed these pigments with egg yolk to create what was known as a tempera paint. And this type of paint dried very quickly, which limited the amount of detail that artists could include in their artwork. And finally, to summarize medieval paintings, it can be summarized as there was a lack of realism. Medieval paintings were often two-dimensional, they lacked depth, and had out-of-proportion people or figures in the paintings. And when we contrast that with what we're going to study now with the realism of Renaissance art, we're going to see a very significant change in the amount of detail and the quality of the artwork that was produced in two different periods of history. So moving on to the Renaissance, and we're going to study six different areas of changes in artwork during this period of history. Firstly, we're going to start with the idea of an expanded subject matter. So during the Renaissance, artists moved beyond religious themes and they began to paint portraits, landscapes, and scenes of everyday life. Now, so although artists began to explore different subject matters during the Renaissance, the church still acted as a very significant patron during this period. Now, a patron was a person who funded a piece of artwork to be completed. And as a result of the church, and the Catholic Church specifically, being significant patrons, that influenced a lot of the subjects of artwork that were produced during this period in history. The second area of change during the Renaissance that we're going to study is the use of canvas as a material to paint on. So canvas replaced wooden panels from the medieval times, and with this change in technology, it allowed for larger pieces of artwork to be produced more transportable artworks were produced. That meant that when an artwork was produced, it reached wider audiences, being moved from different locations, different churches across different regions in countries. The third thing we need to discuss when we're looking at changes to artwork is the type of paint that was used. So during the Renaissance, oil-based paints were created. This is when pigments were mixed with oil, which created more vibrant colours and a very luminous quality to the paint. What was really important about these oil-based paints was that they dried slower than the tempera, which enabled the artist to include more detail and more refinement in the pieces of artwork. Fourthly, during the Renaissance, artists began to use different painting techniques, and one of the most important techniques that we'll study is known as sfumato. This was a method of softly blending colours and tones that enabled true smoother transitions in the pieces of artwork and almost created this smoky effect in paintings. Now, this specific technique was mastered by Leonardo da Vinci, and it can be most famously seen in The Last Supper by da Vinci. And if you turn to A History of Change on page 86 of your textbook, you'll see the perfect example of sfumato being used to create texture in a Leonardo da Vinci painting. Fifthly, Renaissance artwork improved greatly due to the study of the human anatomy during this period in history. Artists studied and drew detailed representations of the human bones, muscles, and the makeup of the human body. And this led to a more accurate and realistic depictions of the human body in pieces of artwork. And the final change in Renaissance artwork that we're going to discuss today is the use of perspective. Now, the use of perspective allowed artists to create the illusion of a 3D space on a 2D surface. And what I mean by that was the use of perspective, which, for example, meant, you know, drawing details in the background of the painting smaller, so such as a tree in the background of a painting might appear small, while in the foreground of the painting we might have a human and they would appear larger than the tree. And this technique increased the depth and the realism in paintings, contributing to a greater quality of artwork produced during the Renaissance. Okay, we're going to leave it there, folks. I will speak to you in the next chapter.